That's what I mean. Subcaptain, all kinds of people. I mean, not saying that fishermen aren't sure about their kids either. But just call, and you don't make any bones about it. You say, we have some vacancies. If anybody else is Jones would like to come to the church,
send your water. Like that, not a command.
You're welcome.
Right.
And use them as the fillers.
Definitely.
Our people are here, go to the tribes and send us fillers. But one other thing, you did it, Tom. Or that she decided that we're not going to go through this business of tenants sending names in again after they didn't come. And I said, Rose, you should, in the first place, you shouldn't back down on letting the guy bring his kids.
That's right.
And she said, well, we give in to tenants on everything else we do. And I said, we don't give in to tenants on about 90% of what he wants. But tenants' job here is to advocate all these things. He's doing the right thing and raising the question just so he's sure he knows the answer. That doesn't mean we have to do it.
Well, I bet it's, and she probably is better about it. It's a tough damn job, you know. She takes in there and takes those
stuff. Sure.
Takes all the bare bets and all so forth and so on. But I don't want her to get serious. I probably shouldn't even mention it. I just thought that somebody had gotten a word about kids, which, you know. So, now they have the word. She. I wouldn't. I smiled and let them make the exception. Because the question, Matthias called and says, I can't come, but I can't bring my kid. He said, fine. Sorry, maybe some other Sunday you'd like to come and ask you to.
Or you would say, so we're going to have one at some time, but we can't this time. We have a full house.
I really don't, but I would like everybody to come. I really don't.
I do think, to be frank, that I'd rather surprise them coming to Matthias. So, I can assure you that
political people, all people are a little crazy. Anybody to tell anybody at the White House I can't come and see my kid. It's very goddamn thing I heard.
Well, you don't know how that came. And his kids are a little, they're 16 and 12 or something. Maybe they're away at school. And maybe this is the weekend they're home.
Sure.
And maybe they get an invitation, so they call on a perfectly sound basis and say, our kids are home for recess. We have to spend Sunday with them. Maybe we bring them to the White House. If not, I would prefer not to come this week.
Getting back to this thing, I don't want to have to sit down and go over congressman and senator by senator. And he and Bryce before him, prayers on the governor, tend to give a broad sign.
on the military aid question, we're set to go ahead on Brent, if you want to do it. The negative area, which be sure we consider, is, and Scowcroft's going to talk to Jack first, and I want to move on. The question of whether he wants to step up to the responsibility.
Table.
no doubt about Hollister at all.
Traces here, or
something like that. Or maybe it's the party organization in some states like Ohio. Maybe you call or Indiana, and you call the state chairman and say, this congressman's getting loose here. So, or maybe it's influence in the community. So then they talk to Tennis. Well, Tennis, what, I asked these guys, who are you going after? Who are you talking about? Well, we've got the target congressman from Tennis. I said, who are they? Well, he's given us all the Democratic chairman of the committees. I said, well, that's a brilliant thing. We're all chairman of the committees, you Democrats. So all you have to do is open a directory and get that. And he's given us those who are up for election. I said, well, that's also in the directory. You get that by finding out when their term's up. First, all congressmen are up for election. And the senators, you just tell when they came, and 6 years later, they're up again. So what? But that's not the point. The point is, Jack Kemp's up for re-election, so is Bill Adams, but you're going to treat both the same. And neither of them is a good senator. Well, he understands it, but he doesn't get a hold of it on his own initiative and do it. So we started backing him. Now we're in the end of the day. They've got the list now of the target types, and he's got it for on an overall basis, and he's doing it on a bill-by-bill basis on veto overrides, which is the right way to do it. But then, the question is, okay, that's fine. Now how do you put the crunch on that guy? Now, don't just tell us that Congressman Jones is a problem. Tell us how you get to Congressman Jones. Do we buy him off with a court appointment? I mean, you know, is there some judge he's trying to get now? Or is there something we've already done for him that we better remind him of? Or is there a dam that is going to happen, all the usual game stuff, plus what kind of public pressure will make a difference to him? Is he a party organization candidate, or is he a renegade who's dependent on public support? What was your financial and all that? Well, it's finally bringing up a bill list. That he should have come up with that. That's, he ought to have been sitting on the ground. And when you go over and he criticized, he says, okay, I'll send you negative. And, you know, yeah, it goes off. And then once he'll do a good job,
but basically, the problem I have with Bill is something that goes much deeper. It's a sense of a basically negative, passive personality.
He's not a leader, and
you've sent him. That's it. Goddammit, he's a negative, passive guy. And a whiner. I mean, he doesn't mind me, but I know what he does with the others. I can tell that's a little guy. And it's that that I'm afraid is a good technician. I'm afraid that that affects the legally. I'm afraid that affects attitudes in the hell. It affects attitudes. I mean, if they hear that kind of thing,
yeah,
that's the way they are. Right?
I see Clark didn't do that. Clark didn't come charging us just the other way. I'm thinking about this. Here's what we've got to do. Can we get some help on it?
All really could do a hell of a lot more is John.
John Peel is not here with that. He won't. He likes to. In the first place, he's sort of fallen into a syndrome of regional briefings. He'll cure everything, or road trips. And then he wants to dump those on someone else. And I say, well, we got the road trips going. He did it with Ed Morgan back years ago. And totally flubbed it. And he's doing it with the Ruby group.
The regional briefing.
They can't do it.
Put all those down, show her.
I'd like to get edge more and more on the management side. The more I see John's role, and this is not bad necessarily, but John's role is more and more trying not to be an advocate's role rather than basically leaving substance to coal, which is all right. Much of the substance. But he's doing a lot of the advocate thing. But we'll have his partial out. don't think you get it back.
No. Outside there. I put more emphasis than I think John does or you do on what I call this superior thing. Because I just feel that if we had become too accustomed to it, until we got the record, and well, the president's got to have to cheer everybody else, cheer everybody up. That's the way it should work. Gregor is a cheerleader, that's why he's not that good. And it takes a certain kind of personal elements. A sheriff just loves him.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't come in full of problems. He's always saying, wow, gee, and that's great. Well, that's not so bad. Yeah. You know, no hang on. It's unusual. But you ought to listen to him in this fight. It's much better to spend time in Washington, believe me, than going out in the country speaking to the Rotary Club of Azusa. That's what I get. Now, Lynn, my wife, the guys that worked that Congress, they worked every their ass up there working. Well, I guess you could. organizer. And I think Bush is he's never had it the rest of it. And it's one thing he's got to watch is to be never denied of that. But he gets following on his radio one day, and this fall another day, and this fall another day. You know what I mean?
Just remember, he's got nothing else to do. Yeah, but if he can be doing the king is great, if he doing instead of you do great. Well, I'm part of which is what he's gonna hire for. I don't sense the George is a planner,
yeah,
that's a strategic commander, basically, as a part of leadership. But I think it's fine from our standpoint. He does exactly what we need. And maybe he'll get more of that command and then, you know, sitting down.
He's done a pretty good job moving himself. So I know he must have a feeling too that he has contact and all that crap. I see him all the time. He gets his memorandums answered and so forth and so on. Actually, we had contact before. I just didn't have as much
ability. It's a different kind of guy. I understand negative. You always have problems when you have contact with him.
Well, after we were running to the charges, to but we bring in that a lot, which is easy to get the greater. Even to take the goddamn thing to the election, 74, and then the bench. I'm going to say that one thing, I'm going to have to talk to Dean a little bit more about this. One thing about this so-called, this strategy of having some sort of a white fever, whatever you want to call it, is being a little open, love other habits, another question, and give another story. At least, president has cooperated, and I gave my decision. You see, that is the point that for the president here, I have to spend my time as press counsel and argument as president. And if the president is saying to the Congress, through you, I will not let the president down. Now, of course, I do say that providing what you see, if you think that's really the problem. All of our people really need to hear that. You know, the people in the White House, the people in the Congress, our supporters, everyone, they're saying, oh, God damn it. That's what it is. So forth and so on. Thank you.
police department working the wrong way. What is the situation as to why he would come up with that concept? What's something that we have to be concerned about? That's one of John's, he's concerned that, to a degree that Sloan, see, Sloan doesn't know anything, as I understand it, that can cause any harm or really unscrew anybody else. The only thing would be if he decided to go off and speculation type thing, which of course in the congressional, where there's no rules of evidence, you know what, you can get
it. You go off and speculate that Magruder did some things,
huh? You can get into a shooting match type of thing between Magruder and so on and stuff. But I don't believe John feels that's any real danger. I think he thinks all that's a job.
We've got to get that done.
But that's why John Dean is concerned about not
making a case.
Let the whole thing out is because of where
how Sloan comes out.
Well, how Sloan comes out or whether Lee is it Lee creates some problems if he decided to talk. You've got him on balance now, but if you changed other things, maybe you wouldn't. And see, Lee, that's the one problem with the whole Segretti thing, is that at one point when they chopped Segretti off completely from whatever he was doing over here, they moved him over to working for Lee.
And so Segretti worked for Michaels. Segretti worked for Michaels.
He didn't work for anybody, really. But Segretti was recruited by Chapin. And he was, actually, I mean, Chapin said that in his testimony. And he did recruit the guy to do this, to work as an independent operator. And then he did put Kalmbach in touch with him to pay him. But then he was operating in the at Labor National Relations Bob and Faith Street. Now, Schultz can't do all that anymore than Connelly can do it. Connelly can have that energy. He's got energy too. Not all of energy, but he's got a good part of it, or she's got science working on that part of it. But I really feel that Schultz is too bad.
Suppose all that
comes out. It is out.
So
it already
suppose their weak link is the problem with the recruiter. You know, the crime handling. Because Liddy probably, I suppose if he's pressed, would have to say, they're going to say, well, who the hell ordered you to do this? Who suggested it? And what's his answer to that? Is he going to say, it's his idea alone? That's what he's saying up to this point, right?
He might say with that, that's what they think he'll do.
That's what he said so far. So that's that. So if he breaks over, he can say, well, then he would bring a recruiter in, right?
Could be.
And then the recruiter could bring him. That's what the way I would see the chain working.
Well, the recruiter would also bring Tulsa in. And for that matter, Dean. Dean's the one. Of course, that's already out to the Dean's the one that recommended Liddy to him.
Not on the Watergate.
No, that's a thing. That's
what I was. Not on the illegal activity. So hell no. Who the hell getting people in there? That's what people are going to be concerned about. That's the recruiter's problem. The fact that he would be involved in Watergate, that's a criminal thing. Segretti is not. That's the thing. Colson. The question is whether he wanted it. And whether he was close enough to it for it to be criminal. Let's see. If it isn't, how everybody thinks Colson does.
I still don't think Colson did know about the Watergate.
I assume that he is the one who didn't know. All right, because I've made the statement. Yes. Which you can't tell.
But we were apparently told other people that I didn't know.
He has. But by other people, he's not resided in his testimony. Well, who's he talking to?
The lawyers. Somebody that he's been working with there.
He could then be the weak link, couldn't he?
Could be.
To some of his chatter.
Yeah, plus he's not super solid emotionally. He's not a he's very self-concerned. He's an ambitious, feeble young guy who is not going to let himself get burned if he can help him. But he feels that he has no shakiness himself. He thinks he did a superb job in the court trial, and that he will do a superb job on the hill. He's looking forward to it. And he did. Sarita believed him completely. Told him so afterwards.
More trying not to be an advocate for them, rather than substance to coal, which is all right. A bunch of the substance. But anyway, I'm not the advocate there. But, we'll have this parcel out on the way around. You know, it's an excellent balance to be left in front of you. So you can reach that out, let me do something about it. Which, of course, Pete is not. If you, like, for example, I would have been in the tax thing, I'd have it out of my mind, or trade with him, because Pete has got biases, and he's not that rigid, that he would not get, you know, this isn't, capable of doing. Whereas John has no biases, that's really John's biases.
John's got to get better focus. I see he's taking on a lot of what Pete was doing and talking to businessmen and all that.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, like he was on his head yesterday worrying about his automobile prices. I don't think John Early should be having to talk to Townsend. And,
no.
First place, that's depressing kind of stuff to do. It's the wrong thing to have an advocate do it.
Oh, gee, God, so. You see, John, let's leave Pete the businessman. We need them above. Got that whole head right now. Let's face it.
I don't understand why Ben can't handle the damn business.
Right. Please, well, we have a stronger man, Kevin. He's not just a very strong man, Bob. He's
sort of one of theirs.
Well, but he's not very impressive. They a businessman, nothing else. It's a pretty good judgment on a businessman. Funny if we have it. God damn it, I'm not going to have him. He's embracing him. I can let him be the businessman's guy around here. You know, but they all get the job. We're in real trouble. Because they do demand one hell of a lot of time. It's a problem. See, because John also had his governors. But Cole can't get to him to get the job. You know. And I catch myself. People say, ooh, I see that. I forget that. Now I constantly throw up the coal whenever I possibly can. Well, I just think John's a hell of a property, and I think Schultz is, but I think we've got to find a way to direct them to fight them a little bit better. Maybe they're going to use Ashmore. But I must say, I am troubled about the progression side. I don't know whether a congressman from Nebraska can understand all that thing or not. The game is in the House, as far as the budget battle is concerned.
But he must have some
leadership.
Leadership wouldn't elect him. They wouldn't have put him ahead of that joint breakfast. He's head of SOS, and as such, is also running the Chatter and March meeting things, which is joint meetings. Maybe it just rotated around and came out his turn.
Could be.
But he's a positive guy, intelligent.
That's right. I don't like well to see him at a meeting. Maybe do three receptions. Big guy.
Good looking guy, very presentable looking. I don't know what, if you're going to replace Delaney, you got to do it with a member.
You do.
Well, where else are you going to find somebody who knows anything about Congress? And you do have to have some basic, unless you got another lobbyist, Bryce Harlow. But the lobbyist tendency is to kiss their ass rather than to fight them.
Thank you.
get it back.
No. It's probably, you know, sort of competitive self, financial obligations, that sort of college or vote or something.
Outside their events. Wow, gee, and that's great. Wow, well, that's fun for that, you know. No hang on it. But you ought to listen to this much. It's much better to spend time in Washington, believe me, than going out in the country speaking to the Rotary Club of Azusa. So that's what I get. Now, Lynn, the wife, the guys that work that Congress, they work with their ass up there working.
Just remember, he's got nothing else to do.
Well, he should be great. If you do anything that you do, great. Well, my farm, which is what he's going to hire more of, I don't sense that George is a planner.
Yeah.
That does that strategic commander, basically, as a part of leadership. But I think it's fine from our standpoint. He does exactly what we need. And maybe he'll get more of that command than then, you know, sitting down.
He's getting the feeling he's done a pretty good job moving himself.
So I know he must have a feeling too that he has contact with all that crack. I see him all the time. He gets his memorandums answered and so forth and so on. Actually, we had contact before. I just didn't have as much ability.
Oh, it's a different kind of guy. I understand. Negative. You always had problems. So I can't contact with him.
Well, after we were running to the charges, but we bring him in a lot. We just need to get the greater. I'm going to say that one thing, I'm going to have to talk to Dean a little bit more about this. One thing about this so-called, this strategy of having some sort of a white fever, whatever you want to call it, even though it opens up other avenues, other questions, and gives another story. At least, President is cooperating, and I get behind and say something. You see, that is the point that, for the best of things here, I have to spend my time in press conferences and arguing. That's the president. If the president is saying to the Congress, through you, I will not let the guest go. Now, of course, I do say that, provide the internet. But you see, if you think that's really the problem, all of our people really need to hear that. You know, the people in the White House, the people in the Congress, our supporters, everyone, they're saying, oh, God damn it, that's what it is, so forth and so on.
What is the situation as to why he would come up with that? Is that something that we have to be concerned about?
That's one of John's. He's concerned, but to a degree, that Sloan. See, Sloan doesn't know anything. As I understand it, that can cause any harm or really unscrew anybody else. The only thing would be if he decided to go off and. Speculation type thing, which of course in a congressional one where there's no rules of evidence and all that, you can get
it. You go off and speculate that Magruder did some things.
You can get into a shooting match type of thing between Magruder and so on and stuff. I don't believe John feels that's any real danger. I think he thinks all that's a job.
Pretty well got
that.
We've got to get that done.
But that's why John Dean is concerned about not
making a case.
Like the whole thing out is because of where
how Sloan comes out.
Well, how Sloan comes out or whether Lee creates some problems if he decided to talk. You've got him on balance now, but if you changed other things, maybe you wouldn't. See, Lee, that's the one problem with the whole Segretti thing, is that at one point when they chopped Segretti off completely from whatever he was doing over here, they moved him over to working for Lee.
And so Segretti worked for Michaels. Segretti worked for Michaels.
He didn't work for anybody, really. But Segretti was recruited by Chapin. And he was, actually, I mean, Chapin said that in his testimony. And he did recruit the guy to do this, to work as an independent operator. And then he did put Kalmbach in touch with him to pay him. But then he was operating independently doing this stuff, and his lines crossed with Liddy, who was doing things, and that created a big flap at some point. At which time Mitchell decided that it all should be put under Liddy, everything that was being done. If there was anybody out in the field, they ought to be coordinated. So he did have some tie for a while, I think, to Liddy. And that's how they got him to begin with. He was in Huntsville. How put his tie upon was, I have any idea. But that's your danger, is these crazy little incidental crossroads, the names in someone's phone book.
I suppose all that comes out.
It is out.
That's what I mean.
It already is.
I suppose it all comes out of a statement. I suppose what Dick was in that. What's Liddy going to say?
I don't know. I mean,
just the question is, who's Liddy then? I suppose their weak link is the problem with Magruder. Whether they grab him. Because Liddy probably, I suppose if he's pressed, would have to say, they're going to say, well, who the hell ordered you to do this? Who suggested it? And what's his answer to that? He's going to say, it's his idea alone. That's what he's saying up to this point.
He might stay with that. That's what they think he'll do.
That's what he said so far. So that's that. So if he breaks over, he can say, well, then he would bring Magruder in, right?
Could be.
And then Magruder could bring Mitchell in. That's what the way I would see the chain working.
Well, Magruder would also bring Colson. For that matter, Dean's the one. Of course, that's already out to Dean's the one that recommended Liddy to him to be here. out of the illegal activity and so on. Who the hell would be getting people in there? That's what people are going to be concerned about. That's Magruder's problem. The fact that he would be involved in Watergate, that's a criminal thing. Segretti is not. That's the thing. Colson. The question is whether he wired it. And whether he was close enough to it for it to be criminal. If it isn't, how everybody thinks Colson does it, he tricks.
I still don't. It's just too good. I still don't think Colson did know about the wiring.
I assume that he did, that he is because he didn't know. All right, because I made the statement. Yes. Which you can't tell.
But we were apparently told other people that I knew about it, so.
He has.
Shakiness himself. He thinks he did a superb job in the court trial, and that he will do a superb job on the Hill. He's looking forward to it. And he did. Sarita believed him completely. Told him so afterwards.
Thank you.